Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of a Utile Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Welcome back to His Ability, where we talk about God's ability to help us live productive and fulfilling lives, even through tragic circumstances such as disabilities. My name is Lynn Suzak, and I'm the host of His Ability, and I also own a Utile Home Care Plus. And I thank you for joining me today. I have my guest again today, Tracy Ramirez. She's my friend and coworker. And what I want to talk about today, hi, Tracy, thanks for joining me again.
Hi, thank you.
What I want to talk about today is very interesting story about Tracy's family. She has she's married to a man who is from El Salvador, and his family is still living there. And the amazing thing that we came across is that when she met him, we found out that he has a sister who had the same spinal cord injury that I have. Each injury varies to different degrees. Nobody has exactly the same movement or lack of movement. There's a level of injury that's, C4, C5, C6, that dictates how much movement that you have or what kind of limitations that you have. But she had very similar injury to mine. Now, you take my injury, which fortunately for me was a car accident, because when you have a car accident, then, if your no-fault insurance kicks in and you have quite a bit of blessings in your life to take care of your circumstances. If you have a diving accident or if it's through some other way, you're really unfortunate. And that is something that I pray that, things change somehow. That this is something that I've never seen a way to assist people when they don't have the financial means, and it's quite an extra burden. So in the United States, even, we do have differences in whether people are being actually given the help that they need, depending on how they had an injury or whether they had a disease and it's not covered. And it's quite tragic to find people that need help and they can't have it. But this is even a step further. In El Salvador, a third world country where life is difficult as it is, people have, such limited funds to live on. Life is hard, even walking around. But to have a spinal cord injury and live in El Salvador, and the type of medical, of course, no insurance whatsoever, and the lack of knowledge of how to care for herself, the lack of direction from doctors, it's mind-boggling to me that she is alive.
Yeah, and praise God.
She has been through so much with, they do have some medical help there, that she's had to go to the hospital from time to time. But the care, when you were there, when you first met her and found the lack of care, that she was having, it was just shocking to myself and you. And I just wanted you to start by telling us what you found when you got there.
Well, when I first found out that I had a sister-in-law.
She had been injured for 8 years.
That I had a sister-in-law that was in a wheelchair. It all came to my head that I understand now why God brought the two of us together. And believe you me, being a caregiver was never on my list of accomplishments that I ever wanted to do. And even through the years when I was caring for you, I was still looking for other employment, and for whatever reason, God just didn't want me going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And as much as I wanted to go someplace else, God knew that my place was there with you. Mm-hmm. And to learn all the techniques and all the skills necessary to take care of somebody in a wheelchair. So
your gift is management, not caregiving. We've established that, but through our friendship, she stuck it out, and just to be friends, it was what pulled you through for a few years of helping me.
Yes.
So you grew in knowledge of what my care needed. I just wanted to step in and say that you were doing bladder care, bowel care. There was, you know, I mean, all the intimate things that we need in spinal cord injury care. And as unpleasant as it might be, you know, you did it so that we, you know, God was just keeping you there for a reason.
Yes. So when I got to El Salvador for the first time and I was able to meet her for the first time, she was actually in bed. And I saw the wheelchair to the side of her bed, and it looked like something from like 1952. It was a chair that might be in the history books, nothing modern by any means, not mechanical by any means either, and very run down for sure. And so when I first had my first conversation with her, she was a little hesitant. You could tell she was quite embarrassed of her handicap status. It was not something that she was comfortable with, such as you are.
No.
I think she's much much more uncomfortable herself. And so as I started talking to her and I let her be aware of the fact of the knowledge that I do have and the skills that I am able to help her with, our relationship started to grow. And I was able to even bring over supplies for her, things that you have that we've used for your care, and be able to allow her to use them as well. And it was just an amazing experience that I can't even describe in words. Just the first time that I was able to assist her with a correct bed bath and give
catheterizing
her, and catheterizing was huge. You know, before she would just basically soil herself, and they don't even have Depends over there or anything like that. It was just all like a towel or something that they would use, and nothing clean. You know, everything was very unsanitary.
And who was taking care of her?
Her daughter is also in nursing school, like your daughter Bethany. But unfortunately, her schedule is very busy with school. And so she has an 8-year-old son, basically, that does not go to school, that stays home to take care of her when his sister is not able to be there.
That's so sad.
Yes.
And they just, I mean, there's nothing else to do. And so when I remember you told me when you first got there that she was in a dark room. She didn't want to see anybody. Mm-mm. It was like entering the room was like full of oppression.
Yes.
And she hardly spoke to you, and you just wanted to introduce yourself, and you met her for the first time, and she was sad and depressed, and as people would imagine,
right?
And it was just sad, and you kind of left the situation after a few weeks, and came home, told me about it, and then the next time that you visited there, we had plans. We got some catheters. We got some, you know, things that would help, and you were planning on showing the family how things should be done.
Correct. Well,
like they should have been
done
in the first place. And I don't know how people. Really, it's amazing that she's alive.
Yes,
because
it is.
Of the lack of care that she was being given and the knowledge that they didn't have. But I know that we also took a video of me in mm-hmm. my present state. And how I was getting around, and that I was running a business and driving a car.
Yes.
And I know that on the one hand, we didn't want to make her, you know, depressed about what she couldn't do and what I could do. But somehow that affected her, and she changed.
Yes, immensely. She wanted to take better care of herself. She started seeing the doctor more. She had some bed sores on her backside because of her lack of movement and not being taken care of correctly. And she started being really proactive with her care and wanting to get better, wanting to be up more. My husband and I were able to actually take her out and like to dinner. And we took her out to a festival that was going on at the time, things that she had never, ever done before. I mean, she had never probably gone more than maybe 15 feet from her own house.
Praise God.
And now we were taking her miles, you know, in a mm-hmm. vehicle, no less. And she was joyous and happy about it. And she felt better about herself. And it was just an absolute transformation. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was just all God. It was completely God, through and through.
And still she's doing a lot better.
Yes.
She's got a life. She's kind of living a life. It's still so much harder than mine, you know.
I have to say, just the catheterization alone was something that just transformed her, because she was no longer embarrassed about herself, or if she was, if she had an odor about her, or if she was going to be wet when someone would come up to her and hug her or something of that nature. Right. So all of those issues were immediately erased, and she could live just such a more productive and fulfilling life than she had ever done before, just for that simple fact alone.
So you were thankful that you knew how to be a caregiver. Yes. When you went.
Yes.
There.
God's plan all made sense.
Isn't that amazing? Praise God. So, well, I am so blessed that my life had, I was so blessed to find that my life affected her through you, and that you were a missionary over there with a handicapped person. And, you know, she's my sister, and, you know, spiritually I feel that, you know, I pray for her. Knowing that she's there, and it, yes. You know how people kind of look at my life and say, well, she's got it so much harder than I do. So they feel kind of more grateful that they are walking around and, you know, at least I don't have things that bad, you know, just looking at me having a struggle. Well, you know, it's so much more with me having all the blessings that I have in, electric wheelchair, electric bed, you know, all modifications to my home. You know, I always say I'm like Joseph in the Old Testament, where he's in prison, but he was blessed. Everything he did prospered. You know, God knew he was there and blessed him, even though he had to be in prison for a while. And that's how I always feel. And now to just pass on what I know to somebody else, and you know how God works in such mysterious ways.
Yes,
so we were we're very happy about that, and continue to pray for her. We pray for her healing, and I just hope that the audience that's listening can understand that we're so blessed in the United States, even with whatever handicap that you may have. It's always could be worse, but praise God, and I hope that inspires some people to get out there and improve your life just by your will, you know, just by asking God to provide new knowledge and understanding what you can do to improve right now. Thanks for joining us, and it looks like we're out of time, and we'll be back next week, same time.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call Eudalie at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Life.